Time now for the Capital Direct Income Trust shocking stat of the week. Well, I guess it's not a surprise. We politicize everything, but one of the popular narratives in the media is to blame Donald Trump every time there's a mass shooting. Maybe you're one of them. But if you are, you're overlooking a much bigger problem there. And it's in so much in evidence in Baltimore and Chicago and other cities. And that brings me to my shocking stat of the week. Last weekend, Chicago had summer-like weather. It was humid. It was hot. They had that monster music festival, Lollapalooza, held without any major problems. Meanwhile, 11 people were murdered. 63 others were wounded. That's last weekend in Chicago. But I bet you didn't hear much about it, did you? On Wednesday, that was last weekend. On Wednesday, three more people were killed. 11 wounded in gun violence. Thursday, one killed. Four people wounded. Last Tuesday, good day, because no one was murdered. 12 were wounded. I'm thinking back to Labor Day when I saw the stats where 34 were wounded. You know, up to last Monday, 353 people had been murdered in Chicago for the year of 2019. Virtually all the victims are Black or Hispanic, not every single one, but it really is close to that. The vast majority is gang-related. Now, Chicago is run by Democrats. Every major position from mayor on down is held by Democrats. 70% of the Chicago public votes Democrat. I think that makes it pretty tough to blame on President Trump and push us to go a little deeper into what's going on. And it's not the only city. East St. Louis has a higher murder rate per capita. So does Baltimore. But it's also interesting, every time we get these stats, they should be appalling. They reveal a much deeper cultural problem going on, and there's going to be no easy fix. But this is no reason for Canadians to feel smug, which we seem to do when we hear these things in the States. Gun violence in Toronto is increasing. It should be much higher on the agenda. They had 428 shootings last year in Toronto. And of course, we've had more high-profile violence in 2019. As I said, I don't want to pretend this is some sort of quick fix. All you have to do is do X, because that's obviously not the case. It is a deeply complex issue. And I think we can leave. I don't think it benefits whatsoever from political grandstanding. But boy, I'm not sure right the word. Is shock the right word when I read that 11 people were murdered and 63 others wounded in Chicago alone last weekend? But then it doesn't stop. And as I say, they considered Tuesday a good day because no one was murdered. 12 were wounded. Wednesday, though, three more killed, 11 wounded. Thursday, one killed, four wounded. This is daily action. And as I say, this, I don't think the politicization does it any good whatsoever. You can't get adjectives that describe the profound tragedy that's going on and has no signs of really abating.